Hey everyone, Novalane here, and welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain, the podcast where we get real about our relationship with technology and reclaim our lives from those pesky little screens. Ever feel like your phone has a mind of its own? Like it's constantly beckoning you back, no matter how many times you tell yourself just one more scroll. You know that feeling when you're supposed to be doing something important, let's say finishing that work project or having a real conversation with a person right in front of you, but your brain is screaming, check your notifications. Check your Instagram. Yeah, we've all been there. It's like our phones are these little magnets, pulling us in with their dopamine-inducing notifications and endless stream of content. But guess what? We don't have to be slaves to our devices. This is about taking back control, folks. It's about rediscovering the joy of being present in the real world, connecting with people face to face, and actually enjoying the moment. So, buckle up, grab your coffee or tea. Because today we're diving into some hardcore strategies to break free from phone obsession and reclaim your life. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you become a phone-wielding warrior instead of a mindless scroll bot. 1. Awareness is your superpower. Before you can conquer anything, you have to acknowledge the problem. Start paying attention to how much time you actually spend on your phone. Track those minutes, folks. You might be surprised and maybe even a little horrified at what you discover. This awareness is the first step towards making a real change. Digital detox. Your time out. Just like athletes need rest days, our brains need digital detox time. Schedule regular breaks from your phone and are here a whole afternoon there and fill that space with something offline. Go for a walk, read a book, talk to a friend, learn a new skill, or just sit in silence and enjoy the quiet. You'll be amazed at how much you rediscover about yourself and the world around you when you give your mind a break from the digital overload. 3. Phone jail. The ultimate weapon. Okay, this one might sound extreme, but trust me, it works. Designate a specific place in your home like a drawer or shelf as phone jail. Whenever you feel the urge to reach for your phone unnecessarily, put it away in its designated spot for a set amount of time. It's like giving yourself a little time out from temptation. 4. Attitude adjustment. Mindful uninstalling. We don't need every single app under the sun, do we? Go through your phone and delete those apps that are just time sucks or make you feel worse about yourself. You know the ones, the endless social media feeds, the addictive games, the news apps that leave you feeling anxious. Be ruthless. Your phone will thank you for it and so will your sanity. 5. Reframe your relationship. It's a tool, not a master. Remember, your phone is just a tool. A very useful tool, mind you, but still just a tool. Don't let it dictate your life or control your emotions. Use it intentionally and consciously for things that truly add value to your day. Let me tell you a story about this friend of mine, Sarah. She used to be glued to her phone. Seriously, she'd scroll through Instagram while eating dinner, during movie nights, even in the middle of conversations. It was driving everyone crazy, including herself. One day, Sarah decided to try out something I suggested, a digital detox weekend. She turned off all notifications, put her phone on airplane mode, and headed to the mountains with some friends. And guess what? She had an absolute blast. They hiked, they cooked over a campfire, they played board games, and they actually talked to each other face to face. By the end of the weekend, Sarah felt like a whole new person. She was more present, more relaxed, and more connected with her friends. And the best part? She realized she didn't miss her phone at all. So, what are we taking away from this episode? Your phone is not your master, you are. You have the power to break free from its grip and reclaim your time, your attention, and your life. Remember, awareness is key, digital detoxing is a superpower, and mindful app usage can make all the difference. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little phone-free inspiration. And if you've got any stories about your own phone-breaking journey, hit us up on social media, we love hearing from you. Until next time, stay connected to what truly matters in life, the people, experiences, and passions that make it all worthwhile.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.